just remember, like, sitting in my father's truck, who was passed away at the time, and saying to myself, like, this isn't fun anymore. This is something I have to do. And it was scary because I thought I could just stop whenever I wanted. And we've heard it from a lot of people, well, I'll stop when I want to. And I knew that I couldn't stop.
Peter was just 16 years old, and he was addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I had the mom, I had the dad, we had the, you know, the all-American chocolate lab dog. I had a sister growing up, and everything was great except for my father was an alcoholic. It was Mother's Day 2007, I believe, and her and I had just gotten into an argument and had kind of reached the climax of just what was going on, and I ended up moving out and in with my father on the west side above one of his bars. And, you know, our relationship went from, you know, playing catch and boating and frisbeeing and football and baseball to, like, me having to drink with him just to spend time with him.
Peter's new home meant a new school, new friends, and a new life.
Everything that was going on with my father's drinking really getting out of hand, you know, I kind of got attached to the kids at school that liked to use.
Alcohol led to drugs, from marijuana to whatever was available.
By me drinking with these people, they would say, hey, would you want to smoke some weed? And I'm like, wow, I've never done that before. And then I met people that had used, like, prescription pills, and this was all within a year. And I had gotten into that towards the bitter ends and doing things. And, you know, some people would have pills and I would try them. I was curious and, you know, pretty much I would go to parties and whatever was there, you know. And it was just, this was all just within a year when I was 16.
Peter's addiction grew after his father passed away suddenly.
At that time, my head just wasn't in the right place. I had a lot of things going on. My dad was dead. My mother had issues. I had issues. I was using. I didn't have a positive role model. I was 16 years old. I made some mistakes.
An overdose landed him in the hospital, and a doctor saved his life in more ways than one.
The doctor's like, so I hear you have a drug problem. I was like, you know, yes, a little bit, yeah. You know, I was still in denial, yes. He ends up saying, have you ever heard of Renaissance House? So my mom and I ended up coming here, and immediately I wanted to leave. And my mom just looked at me, and she said, this is it. This is it. We have nothing else. We have nowhere to go. And I ended up staying here.
Peter says his first days at Renaissance House were brutal, but he was determined.
Pain needs to be great enough. I mean, for me, I was just, I woke up when I was in the hospital and I'm just like, I did it again, you know, and I was just so sick and tired of being sick and tired, doing the same thing every day. It wasn't fun. I had to do it. And the help was there, and I took it.
Peter was able to conquer what may be his greatest life challenge, learning how to live again without drugs and alcohol.
It's like you're being reborn again. You have to learn how to be nice and talk to people nicely, and, you know, and not get so mad about things. There's a lot of character defects, things that you work on here, but when you graduate, it doesn't stop. You know, people think it just stops. Like, no, you graduated, and this is a really good start, but you need to keep going.
Peter completed the program and has moved on to live a substance-free life, graduating not only from high school, but college as well, with hopes for a career in criminal justice. Fishing now takes up his spare time.
You know, when you get clean, you gotta have a hobby, something that you can do, and I love fishing. And I'll go before school, after school, days off of school, days off of work. That's just what I love to do. That's my time for me. That's like where the light switch finally gets shut off and I don't have to think about everything. It's just like, I'm in my element. It's nice.
For WBFO, I'm Cheryl Hagan.